Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, Jen Richie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you on this Monday morning, off and rolling. Kind of a rough day out there weather-wise. Cold, rainy, fall. But you know what? The Eagles season has life, and it has life in part because the Eagles won a game on Thursday. Also, in part, the Cowboys are horrible. They are horrendous. Now, I'm not saying let's have a parade because the Cowboys are that bad, but let's celebrate a little bit. Holy hell, are they bad. Look, we'll get into it today. Obviously, a lot to react to from what we saw across the National Football League Week 7 yesterday. Some look back to the Birds and the Giants from Thursday night, and certainly look ahead as it is Dallas week now. Eagles, Cowboys, Sunday at the Link. We'll have a lot of fun with it over the next 5 days or 6 or 7 days, whatever the heck it is. And here we are, off and rolling for a new week. 215-592-9494 to weigh in. What you saw yesterday from football, what it means for the Birds. Again, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hi, Joe.
What's up, bud?
Do you know only female bees work?
What does work mean? Worker bees?
Well, worker bees are all female. They're all offspring of the queen. And then there are males in the hive, but they're called drones, and they just fly off to reproduce with other young queens.
Wow.
And the male, thought it was the other way around.
I did too. I thought all those worker bees were males. I was dead wrong. And well, by the way, those male bees,
yep,
they can't even sting you. They don't sting.
Oh, that's good.
I guess.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Well, this is a little known fact. There it is.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take your fact and raise you a fact. The Cowboys are horrible.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get to it. 215-592-9494. I mean, this is one of those weeks, and it doesn't happen often, where we actually saw all four teams in the division play each other. Now, two of them yesterday, one game, Dallas, Washington, and then obviously back to Thursday in the Eagles barely squeaked by the Giants. As we know, we wake up this morning. We went to bed last night. Eagles in first place. Dallas, a team that I think rightfully so, we always saw as the main threat to the Eagles. I mean, now there's the possibility they're going to finish in last place. Again, we'll get into the Dallas-Washington game yesterday. Let me just say this before we go any further. I have a sentiment that I'm sure will be shared by many. And let me just lay it out there. The Eagles should win this division. I mean, that's where the situation is at. October 25th or October 26th. I'm looking here. I got my eyes wrong. October 26th, we wake up, and John, it is very obvious, especially after watching Dallas yesterday, that the Philadelphia Eagles this year should win this division. No doubt about it, right? Is that where
I
we are?
I would love to really feel like I agree with that. I think you feel that way because the Cowboys looked so awful, and we felt like they were the only impediment in our path.
For the most part, yeah.
I no longer feel like they are the team we have to beat to win this thing, but they might be. I just watched the Eagles sink below the Giants, who were awful on Thursday night.
Yep.
So we were down 11 with 6 minutes left in that game or something, somewhere thereabouts.
Yeah, nice.
I watched them being totally outclassed by the AFC North, and then the AFC North letting up a little bit, giving us a chance to get back in games. I've been watching a pale imitation of good football by this Eagle team. When all the chips were on the table, I appreciate that part. You know, that we won't give up like the Cowboys are so frequently doing now. But I don't agree with you that this is our division. This is a young season at this point. We're 7 games in.
Yeah, well, 1 game from halfway. I mean, technically
7 games in, and I'm telling you, a transformation occurs. You know how they split the season up into quarters just for easy consumption by the guys. We're still in the first half of this thing. I don't see Doug having a plan to get the most out of these players. I see the same plan we've seen the last 2 years. And that bothers me. That concerns me. I've seen a mockery of football at times.
Oh, it's been awful. I mean, there's no doubt.
I think a lot of people are finally realizing that there are major problems here. And the fact that the rest of the division stinks commensurately, you know, like that leads Eagles fans to assume we somehow stink less than the other division teams.
Pretty much.
Because, hey, Super Bowl champs. Hey, playoffs 3 years in a row. Hey, Carson and Doug are better than the other options. Are you sure?
Yes, I actually am sure of that. Yeah.
Here's my biggest reason why I don't agree.
Okay, go ahead.
And this goes way back to week one. People are saying, hey, we're so banged up, it'll get better. Week one, we weren't so banged up.
Yep.
Week one, we didn't have Miles Sanders, and we've seen that that's been problematic for this offense at times. But we were in better shape. We lost to the Washington football team.
Mm-hmm.
To start the year when they were, quote, healthy.
Yeah, yeah, very few people were out. I think at that point it was just Alshon and Miles Sanders.
Yeah.
I mean, Brandon Brooks from the offseason.
We lost
Dillard,
to that Washington team.
Yeah, that's
that
fair.
Washington team,
yep.
Even though Kyle Allen is their quarterback, they've got a guy named Ron Rivera who I believe in. I like him as a coach. He was here as the linebackers coach in Philadelphia when I was playing. I know guys aren't going to quit on Ron Rivera. And they might have quit in Dallas. It's possible that Dallas is no longer our biggest rival in this division for 2020. But I'm not going to say we should win this.
Well, I am curious where people stand. And again, at 215-592-9494, when I make this statement, do you agree or disagree with this statement? The Eagles should win the division. That they should. Now, again, 215-592-9494. And if you don't agree, come to the table with why. I mean, I'm assuming your answer is going to be some level of non-belief in the Eagles, right? I mean, you know, whether it's whatever part of the Eagles, but just that and the injuries. And the Eagles have had a litany of injuries, we know that. But, John, let me lay out to you why, to me, I think it's a fair statement, an accurate statement to say the Eagles should win the division. Yes, they're flawed. Yes, they have lost twice as much as they've won. So, yes, it is ridiculous to make an argument 7 games in that a team 2-4-1 should win the division, but these aren't normal times. Here's what I say. I see Carson Wentz, who's playing better, still ridiculously flawed, okay? But he absolutely, absolutely, absolutely should beat out Andy Dalton, Ben DiNucci, Kyle Allen, and Daniel Jones. Carson Wentz should be the best quarterback in this division. And I actually think he will be. Doug Peterson, I agree with you, John. Ron Rivera, I think that guy's a strong coach. I've always believed that. He took over a tough spot in Washington. He's doing his best. He got a pretty important win yesterday. They've got 2 division wins. And maybe in the end, you know, that plays into this. But I definitely think Doug Peterson should beat out Mike McCarthy in Dallas, who looks like the wheels are coming off not only his team, but maybe his career. I mean, there's a chance Mike McCarthy gets fired after this year, maybe even gets fired in this year, and never gets a head coaching job again. That's how bad it looks for him right now.
Didn't they give him like a 5-year deal? Or I mean, he's got 4 years left or something.
I mean,
like
yeah,
that.
Jared Jones is going to have to reach into his pocket.
Yeah.
So Doug's better than that guy. Joe Judge, who knows in the future. But right now, I'll certainly take Doug. And yes, I respect Ron Rivera. But I mean, when I add up the ledger of quarterback competition and coach competition, the only one of all of them combined that to me even enters the conversation of quality is Ron Rivera. So, and look, I mean, for what that's worth, like, can't we all agree if the Eagles go against DiNucci this week, and I got to think there's a real chance they will. That was a nasty hit Andy Dalton took yesterday. I hated to see that. That was really rough. That's the kind of replay you don't want to watch too often. That was really, for those that don't know, Andy Dalton concussion, really rough stuff. If it's Carson Wentz versus Ben DiNucci on Sunday at the Link, of course the Eagles should win. And of course it's a pathway to the fact that this is a division the Eagles should win.
Don't you feel like you're oversimplifying things? I mean, you're talking about one guy, one coach. There's a reason that the roster's 53 guys.
All right, let's talk teams.
Our roster's horrendous.
Let's talk teams. And yes, the Eagles have their issues. I'm not sugarcoating that. But let's talk team now. Dallas has maybe the worst defense in pro football history.
Yeah, it's historic.
All right, I mean, it is historically bad, their defense. All right, Washington has an owner, Daniel Snyder, who constantly messes it up. They're never good. And the Giants have turned into stone-cold losers, exemplified yet again with what happened here in Philly on Thursday night at the Link. For those that don't know, the New York Football Giants are now 12-43 in their last 55 games. Stone-cold losers. There is a beating heart within the Eagles. Are they limited and lacking in talent? Yes. Do they have a tremendous amount of injuries? Yes. Although I do wonder when they get these guys back, when they get Goddard back eventually, Ertz back eventually, Rager back eventually, Lane Johnson, whenever he gets to the point that you feel like, okay, he can start a game and finish a game. And I can't tell you when this is all going to happen, and I'm sure it's going to be an evolving thing, rolling week to week. You get this guy back. Okay, a week later you get this guy back. Right? It's not like you get them all back at once. But, I mean, my God, when they get some of these guys back, it will obviously elevate the Eagles program. I look at guys like Sweat and Maialata. I look at Travis Fulgham. I look at Ward. I mean, there are parts here of this football team, even Richard Rodgers, making a difference. Do I feel confident waking up this morning, happy that Dallas is so bad? Yes. And saying confident that I can say the Eagles should win the division? Absolutely. Absolutely. And, look, we'll take your calls at 215-592-9494. It's not to say the Eagles are good. They're not. Maybe they could become good. We'll see. They're not good right now. They're 2-4-1. But should they win the division? Yeah. Heck yeah. Against this competition? Look, Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, where do you stand on all of it? We'll rock your calls all show again. Simple statement, agree or disagree. The Philadelphia Eagles this year, 2020, should win the division. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie. We'll go inside the odds, which, by the way, the odds for who will win the division and kind of how the odds stack up, I would say surprising on a certain front. Why? We'll tell you next. Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, your phone calls all show. Should they win the division? Heck yeah. Absolutely. On 94 WIP.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!